The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. My name is Sean Pendergast. His name is Seth C. Payne, also known as Pope Zaza. What's going on, my friend?
That's right. Yeah, the Pope Zaza. I gotta start leaning into that more, especially if I continue to feel the way that I've felt after some of these Texans losses. I gotta lean hard into some kind of WWE type character or something.
It's the first time.
This ain't cutting it, man.
No, this is the first time. I think this Lions game. You know, if we're admitting that maybe Pope Zaza has some ESP or some foresight type skills.
Yeah.
You've been very, very good. Since you started giving predictions a couple weeks into the season, you've been very, very good at the very least about being on the right side of the total over under.
Yeah.
When many have not, including myself, I'm trying to remember what your prediction was for the Lions and the Texans. If this is the first crack in the armor for you, because it was the total was 49.5 and it went barely under.
Right. Yeah. No, I had originally predicted 28-17, then I revised it upward to, I think, 28-19.
Okay, so you were still on the right side of it.
Yeah.
So the streak continues. You are Pope Zaza. The streak continues.
That's right, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling this morning?
I feel actually pretty good. You know what? The fun thing yesterday was seeing, if you set aside thinking about Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud and everybody else for the moment, just kind of seeing all the various people who break down film gushing about the Texans defense, and despite the letdown finally in the fourth quarter, a lot of people were really impressed that the Texans were able to make the Lions struggle as much as they did.
Yeah.
And especially against the run, the really good stretches they had against the run, you know, until the screens and everything else took hold in the fourth quarter. They play like kamikazes. They fly around, the defensive backs come up and run support. And it's impressive. You just gotta hope the offense figures it out.
Yeah, it's kind of scary and fun about the rest of the season. But unlike last season, where you know they're 6-4, same exact point in the season, they're 6-4. But you look at the schedule the rest of the year, and there were really no games or quarterbacks on the schedule at that point because you'd played Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow already. And even Baker Mayfield, like, he was probably the third best quarterback you played last year. At this point in the season, the quarterbacks that were remaining were like Russell, like ragged, ratchet ass Russell Wilson version, Zach Wilson, Will Levis a couple of times, Joe Flacco. At this point last year, Joe Flacco wasn't even on the Browns. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there weren't any games the rest of the year where you were going to get a real litmus test for what this defense was. You still got Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes within 4 days of each other on the schedule between now and the end of the
yeah.
year. So I think that's kind of it's exciting. How exciting it is will be dictated by how they do over the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know? But at the very least, this is a team that's going to be in the playoffs. And the Lions, I think, are a measuring stick. But those two teams are also measuring sticks that you're for sure going to have to get. If you win a playoff game, you're probably going to have to get through one of those two teams to get to the right. AFC title game. So that's kind of cool. Like I think that they did what they did, as you're pointing out, against the Lions is really, really cool. I think as you look ahead in the schedule the rest of the year, that there's Chiefs and Ravens both on the schedule. We'll just have a much clearer view of what this Texans team is going into the postseason than maybe we had of what last year's team was going into the postseason, their capabilities are.
I've still got PTSD from the Ravens, not just from last year, but from various injuries I've suffered at their hands before.
Mm-hmm.
But that 1-2 punch they have, I mean, you're getting Lamar Jackson at MVP level with Derrick Henry, all of that. But
might
like
be better this year.
I'm almost worried about Pat Mahomes because he's playing like a lesser version of Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers, his only good game this year, or at least his only good game over the last 6 or 7 games against the Houston Texans. This defense still does have the ability to somehow bring out the best in either Zach Wilson's or Aaron Rodgers, whichever end of the spectrum you're on of awfulness.
Yeah. This season, I almost want to give the defense a pass for anything that happens in the second half of games because the offense just does them no favors. You know, the offense like doesn't stay on the field in the second half of games.
Yeah, except in the Jets game, it wasn't like that, though. It was the Texans came out and they just allowed a touchdown drive and then came out again. And
they got steamrolled. So D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. Everything's pushed back a day this week. If you're someone who follows injury reports in the media cycle and press conferences and things like that, everything's pushed back a day because of Monday Night Football. So D'Amico had his Monday availability on Tuesday yesterday. They're off today, so there's no practice today. And then they practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So this is, like every week, we say it, this is a key injury report week. He was asked about Nico Collins yesterday a couple times, D'Amico Ryans was. Here's sort of an amalgamation, a montage of his answers about the status of Nico Collins.
No setback with Nico. That was just a game time decision. Yeah, I anticipate him practicing. Anytime you get a starting receiver back, and Nico, a guy who's been, you know, before he was out, he was the top receiver in the league. So I think anytime you get him back, he's going to help everybody.
Okay, so no setback with Nico. I was bummed out. This is not a criticism. I'm just of the media. I was bummed out that there wasn't a follow up of could he have played on Sunday?
Yeah.
You know, like could he, if this were a playoff game, would Nico Collins have been playing in the game? Like no setback sort of implies that, but I would love to have heard that from D'Amico.
And my guess would be that when it was no setback, it's that when they activated him Friday, they didn't know. He said game time decision. I'm guessing that, I wish he hadn't said that. Yeah, was it a game time decision? Maybe for gamesmanship's sake, yes. But usually what they've done with players is they practice them on Friday with the anticipation of not playing on Sunday and then roll them into a full week the next week.
Yeah.
So game time, that could mean many things. That could mean, we considered 48 hours beforehand was game time.
Yeah, I'm not taking the game time part too seriously. I'm with you. Like you pointed out all along, like this is what they've done with guys. You know, it's not uncommon for them to have brought guys back at the end of the week just to get their dip their toes in the water, only for them to not play on Sunday. Like
and especially a couple guys, Foley Fatakasi and Dalton Schultz, had only practiced on Friday and then played that week, but it wasn't coming off of IR or anything like that.
Yeah. They were just dinged up. So that's the update on Nico. That's good news. I want them, as you know, Seth. It's not just good enough to go in and beat the Cowboys this Monday. They need to murder the Cowboys.
You want to embarrass the Cowboys.
I want to embarrass the Cowboys. They're embarrassable right now. We'll talk about this in the next segment. They're embarrassing and embarrassable right now.
Uh-huh.
And
but with that also comes the great danger of, the very capable of inflicting embarrassment upon us.
Who?
If you lose to a team like that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I know. That's anybody is right now. Like the Texans, the window is very, they could beat anybody and lose to anybody, but I need them to kill the Cowboys on Monday.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I didn't like that. Like, this is where when you're saying, like, I wish D'Amico hadn't sent game time decision, and I'm thinking to myself, well, he could be lying. You know what I mean about
right,
it being
right.
a game time
well, it
decision?
Is. It's lying, yeah, but it's coach speak. It's not lying. It's just coach speak.
Well, which is the lead into what we're going to hear from D'Amico next year. You know, like it's you can choose what you want to choose to take seriously as to what he says. You know, in terms of the honesty of it in these press conferences. Let's reset here. This was the play, one of the plays that had the internet going crazy on Sunday night. This was a sack of C.J. Stroud in which Titus Howard A. stops blocking in the middle of the play, and B, more importantly for purposes of this answer, tries to take the ball from C.J. Stroud and presumably go make a play, you know, because you got to get the ball in the hands of 71.
That's what they dreamed about. That's why you don't draft an offensive lineman in the first round unless
he can make
moments
guys,
like that.
Make guys miss, yeah. So here's what it sounded like.
Stroud gets the snap. CJ with pressure. CJ scrambling out to the left, now back to the right, runs into Titus Howard. Ball comes out. Somebody's got to fall on it. Texans have it inside their 35-yard line. A disaster on third down.
Titus has got to stop watching and quitting on plays, watching the action when he gets himself beaten. That's what happens when you just stop and start watching and somebody's still playing. You're trying to get out of the way. You run right back into him.
It looked like Titus almost pulled the ball out trying to pull
it
CJ
happened,
with
Mark,
him.
It happens way too much.
Okay, looks like Titus almost pulled the ball out. No, he did pull the ball out. Yeah. Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday when he was asked, what happened on that play, on that sack?
With that play, it was to start the play, we had an issue with the cadence. We all weren't on the same page with the cadence. Got off the ball quick. We were late off the ball, and they were able to get the sack on CJ. And not sure what happened. From my perspective, it looked like Titus was just trying to make sure he held CJ. And it's just something that, you know, he wasn't trying to take the ball, I would say, if you speculating there. He wasn't trying to take the football. He's just trying to protect CJ.
I totally disagree.
Okay. Let's investigate this.
Okay.
I myself, with every watch, grew more convinced that, yes, Titus was, like, actively stripping a ball from CJ.
Mm-hmm.
What if you watch that again, is there any possibility that CJ was actually trying to give the ball to Titus?
No.
And Titus, in trying to protect CJ from making a bad mistake, was saying, no, CJ, I will not take it. This is your football.
How does the ball wind up on the ground, though? Like, how does the ball wind up flipping 10 feet to the left?
It's like when you're arguing, you know, when you're trying to give your toddler to your ex-spouse because you don't want it anymore for the weekend. You're like, no, you get it one more day.
And then the spouse goes,
the toddler falls to the ground.
Goes flying, yeah.
Yes.
The toddler's just...
I can't do it. I need 12 more hours, lady.
The football
12 hours of solitude.
The football was just collateral damage in what was a... Like, Titus and CJ trying to protect one another. In the whole
yes,
thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Really almost like a cautionary fable, okay. Almost.
Now,
yes.
Now that we've workshopped this, do you believe one word of what you just said?
No, but I had to do the due diligence.
No, that's true.
The other side
for D'Amico, that's true. We owe it to D'Amico to at least explore the possibility that Titus wasn't trying to take the ball and go make a play right there.
Look, I have to walk a mile, and I have to walk a mile in D'Amico's shoes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why? I'm assuming D'Amico knows that Titus was trying to take the ball, right? Why? Like, why?
Unless he was trying to push it back.
Do you think maybe he asked Titus, like, what he was trying to do? And Titus is like, hey, I was just trying to protect CJ.
CJ's trying to give Titus the ball. Titus is like, I don't know what play. What play? Run the two.
Yeah, right? Which gap am I supposed to run through? Titus plants his foot and then goes out the backside. Yeah. So that was yesterday's.
I'll take care of your wife. Don't worry.
All right. Peyton Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. So we talked a little about the Texans. We'll get back. D'Amico Ryans had some other important things to say. We'll get to it at the top of the hour. But let's take a look in on the Texans' opponent this coming week. Thankfully, they're not playing during the day because apparently sunlight is a big home field advantage.
Vampires up in there.
It's a big home field advantage. And Jerry Jones on Micah Parsons' comments about Mike McCarthy. We got a lot to get to with our opponent on Monday, the Dallas Cowboys, and you'll hear from Jerry Jones coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.